general. Thank you very much. I will talk about progress in the field of children and adolescents. The General Attorney's Office, bearing in mind the need to step up the child protection system, has begun restructuring the Council General for Children and Adolescents. This has been done through the approval of the regulation on the General Council of Children and Adolescents, which was in May 2018. This established the necessary procedures to improve in a dynamic fashion the services provided for children, boys, girls, and adolescents in our country, including those who are in a migrant situation. This restructuration has established 9 specialized areas. These are analysis and complaints, evidence gathering, interinstitutional care, judicial protection, criminal law, family law and voluntary jurisdiction, children, migrants and international abductions, children and adolescents in regional delegations, and the operative unit for the Albakenneth Alert System. This ecosystemic approach, which has been implemented, means that our action since 2018, when it comes to the protection of children and adolescents against acts of violence and ill treatment, is being carried out using the judiciary through protection and measures, as well as alternative administrative processes such as referral to social programs. Therefore, in 2022, we have managed to reduce the level of rescues of children and adolescents in situations of vulnerability by about half. In 2017, there were 5,245 rescues. In 2022, there were only 2,943 rescues. This drop is thanks to the bolstering of our awareness-raising processes, which have been done through a number of programs. Regarding the recommendations made about reducing the vulnerability of girls, boys and adolescents to child labour and exploitation, it is worth saying that during the period under review, we have strengthened institutional fora. It is worth highlighting the role of the Interinstitutional Coordinator against Child Labour and Exploitation. This falls under the Office of the Public Prosecutor, which carries out investigations from a comprehensive perspective. It works closely with the mechanisms for referring children to social programs. Within this mechanism, the Office of the State Attorney determines the level of risk of the children and the need or lack thereof to begin relevant protection measures. Between 2020 and July 2022, we have rescued 65 children and adolescents through this system. Regarding the recommendations made concerning the institutionalization of girls, boys and adolescents, allow me to say that since 2017, the Office of the State Attorney has implemented a system for the management of care for children and adolescents. This is a step that precedes any formal legal proceedings for cases, and it seeks to ensure that the rights of the children are immediately upheld and that they are given the opportunity for this to happen within the family core itself without needing to bring a case to court. Through this system, we have handled 37,450 complaints between 2017 and 2022, caring for 48,931 children, and only 2% of those were actually received in a temporary shelter. This has been possible simply because we have made sure that we exhausted all other recourses first. This shows that institutionalization is really the last resort in our system. These actions reflect the fact that the Office of the State Attorney effectively contributes to protecting children and adolescents in Guatemala. Thank you.